the WEEI studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
It's tough, you know, going into last year of the deal. You kind of look at everybody around the league and in the building, and you see them getting deals done and worked out. And it's tough to not be jealous or envious or something like that. But honestly, I got to focus on myself. I'm happy for those guys, and as much as everybody want to see, you know, me stay around here for a long time. It's really not up to me, bro. I pay myself, you know, a lot of money and just stay around here for a long time. But it's not up to me, man. So you gotta ask those guys that's making those decisions. And they trying to do what's best for the team, rightfully so and understandably. So they trying to put us in the right spot to win games and leverage everybody's contract in the right situation, make sure the salary cap is right. So where if we get in a tough spot later on in the year, we can sign players and whatnot. But, you know, it's not up to me. I'll pay myself a lot of money and then just be cool with it.
Final hour here, Jones and Mega with RKN. No Jones today. Fitzy in the house. That was Matthew Judon, who was also in the house today, but did not participate in any drills. Devon Godchow showed up about an hour late, right? Is that right? He wasn't there in the beginning, but he did show up eventually. Did not really participate in anything either. I think Judon is the name that more people are concerned about than Godchow, but Godchow is a significant part of that defensive line, and it seems like both of those guys are... One of them saying the right things in that I'm not happy, but I'll play. Godchow, not so much. He's not really saying anything. He was there yesterday. How do you think this all ends, Mego and Fitzy? Mego, we'll start with you. How does this get resolved? Judon, Godchow, the whole thing. Where do we go from here?
Well, Judon and Godchow, to me, are in pretty different scenarios where Judon has... Look, I know his age and he's coming off of the injury, but he has a real case when you line him up against other edge rushers for... what he could be making this year compared to guys with comparable talents. I think they're going to pay him if they haven't already, at least like not officially done it. I wouldn't be surprised, according to some of the reporting from camp today about people he was having conversations with, notably in front of the entire media sitting on the hillside at Gillette.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out later tonight or tomorrow that he gets... the contract that he's looking for, at least some kind of boost. Godchow, I'm not so sure about. I do think it's odd for the Patriots if they have put themselves in a position where, as we talked to Tommy Kern about earlier, yes, there are individual situations with all these guys on the team about why one guy's getting a bump and why certain guys are only on to their second contract, and that's different than where Godchow stands. At the same time, you have established this locker room culture now of the checkbook's open.
Right.
You've established that. And it's awkward if you don't pay him.
You have, but between the two of them, and I'll throw Jabril Peppers in the mix as well because there's another defensive player, even Josh Uche, who are all on contract years. Uche decides to take the 1 year, $3 million deal, fires his agent afterwards because obviously probably thought he could have gotten a little something better on the market. Peppers wants a new deal. He's been... vocal, if you will, but not too loud on his socials, saying that he would like to get a new deal. He knows it's a contract year. Godchow's kind of being a dink about it, if we can be completely honest. Judon, not being a dink, I think he deserves it for everything he's done. Now, you can say, like, well, unofficial assistant GM Judy hasn't signed a single player.
That's
if anything,
not,
he's like player
really
repellent. No, but...
It does. I mean, after a while, you start to wonder if he's part of the problem.
He can bust his footballs about it, but like at least the guy tries. Honestly, he's a fan favorite. The dude with the red sleeves is the closest thing you have to a star on the team. I'm just looking right now on Spotrac at the highest paid edge rushers. The like Cam Hayward this year, his base salary $16 million. Harold Landry $17 million. Matthew Judon is worth that.
So Matthew Judon's, it comes from 2021.
Those guys finish seasons, though. You know,
they do.
I mean, that's
they don't run out of gas.
Right.
You know, they play through. I know. Look.
And Judon gets hurt. He can't control getting hurt. But the seasons that he has played have not ended well.
It's the worst time for him to suffer a season-ending injury as well, full well knowing he was going to be going into a contract year. I'm kind of with Tom Curran, who was kind enough to join us in the second half of the 3 o'clock hour, in that I think something between the two, I'll choose something gets done sooner than later. It is early in camp, and no, we can't assume the conversations he had on the sideline today with Kraft and Wolf and whoever was on the mystery cell phone indicate that a new deal is on the horizon. But I'll choose to believe that something gets done because he's too important on the team. Unless he decides, I'd like money, but I would also like a Super Bowl.
He said he doesn't want that, though. He says when you get traded, it's so out of your control.
Right.
So I tend to believe him about that, that he'd rather just get another paycheck here than figure that out next season.
Can't say like, well, Detroit looks like they're pretty good. You know, hey, Green Bay looks like they're on the upswing.
49ers, they lost Chase Young. They could use another pass rusher.
But that might be addition. That might be addition by subtraction.
Could be. Certainly could be. There were a couple other DMPs today. We did see Antonio Gibson for a second, and then he left, right? He was there, and then he took off.
I didn't even see him.
Whoever. I saw someone took a picture of him.
Do you have any idea
there,
what that injury is?
Yeah, sure. What happened?
He was actually NFI before training camp began.
Okay.
So he's had a lingering something that's gone on for a while. Jermichael Hasty has been getting a lot more run in his place. Looked pretty good so
okay.
far.
Okay. Well, I mean, someone's got to take those handoffs.
Hey, what about Deshaun Fenwick, undrafted free agent running back out of Oregon State? You guys aren't pumped for him?
I didn't even know he was on the team.
You didn't even know who he was.
Not if he walked in here and sat down, hosted the show with us right now. I have no idea.
It'd be pretty obvious. He'd be the giant running back looking person.
I know. Maybe he's probably a football player, but I wouldn't be able to name him. I can also tell you some other DMPs today. Pop Douglas, who was seen with he's got a hand injury, right? Mm-hmm. He's dealing with something there.
I can say this: watching a bunch of people catch passes, watching a bunch of people catch punts, and field kickoffs and whatever was the not-to-be-photographed new kickoff return drill. Right. When Pop Douglas catches the ball and then shifts gears, he does it about, I would say, twice as fast as the other fastest person on the team. Hmm. It is noticeable, very noticeable how much quicker he is than everybody else.
Now, is that good for Pop Douglas or terrible for the rest of the team?
It's good. It's more good for Pop Douglas. Okay. He operates at a completely different speed. Next quickest, I would say, is Marcus Jones.
Oh, good. Yeah,
who looks great fielding punts.
Yeah, I saw some positive tweets about him today. Barmore, also a DMP. What's up with him?
Today it was supposed to be, he may have had a little tummy trouble.
Bad
yesterday,
he
had a little tum-tum issue.
Apple splatters?
could be, may just be a little case of the basic
splatters?
Trots.
The green apple splatters, Mega.
What's that?
You know what it is.
No, is that when you eat green apples?
No, it's not when you eat green
apples.
No, it's
just a nickname for
what the bowl looks like, yeah. I almost called you Sin. Mego, grow up, all right? It's a thing that happens to people sometimes. There's nothing wrong with it.
That's why Keith always just calls it the trots.
All right, so Barmore had the splats.
That's a running term.
yesterday, Giardi reported there may have been a wee bit of a knee tweak. Don't be surprised if they're extra careful with him considering the $92 million investment they just made.
Okay, and Marte Mapu was the other DMP today, non-participant. A guy who I thought last year, I feel like no one talked about him last year. He made some plays last year. Like I liked Mapu
Yeah,
year.
He also looked out of place last year. Look, the guy physically has skills aplenty. Like he's big size, fast. I watched him make a couple of plays early on yesterday when they were doing some 7-on-7s. But somebody put it in my ear earlier today that Mapu could be somebody that we don't really know. We're not really sure exactly what we're going to see because he's the third strong or box safety, and there's a high degree of likelihood he was drafted last year because Belichick was not going to pay Duggar. Now the new people come in. They do pay Kyle Duggar, you know, and they love Jabril Peppers. He's a team leader. He fits in already, so what for Mapu? There's a guy to keep an eye on this year, as in what are they going to do with him?
All right, let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Ryan is in Boston. He has a thought on Matthew Judon. Go ahead, Ryan.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Fitzy, what's going on? Big fan.
Hey, Ryan. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it. But, I'm just saying, you know, he's hot to trot to get paid. Ship him out of here. Why don't you just trade him for an offensive lineman?
What do you think he can get for Matthew Judon? Yeah, what's a realistic return? A fourth round pick?
What about the tweet? Third round pick? One that he liked. Judon in a second for Ayuk.
I mean, I'd be all right with that.
You think that's realistic?
I don't think that.
No.
I don't think that's happening.
It's not. I'm just saying, well, we're playing radio right now, so.
I don't think trading him, especially right now, that you're going to get back something that is going to be as meaningful as having Matthew Judon for
you will not
a
get
couple
anything.
Million more this year on your team.
Well, how meaningful is having Matthew Judon on this team really going to be anyway, I guess is the point. Like, what is he the difference between 6 wins and 8 wins? Is he the difference between 4 wins and 6 wins? Does he make a difference at all, I guess is the real question.
He'll keep you in some games with the quarterback pressures, sure. I mean, the defense is going to keep this team, for all we know, like week one, they may play like a nail biter with Cincinnati, because while everybody respects Joe Burrow at the top of his game,
what he did to his hair.
What, you don't like the fact that he looks like Cody Rhodes?
If I was his girlfriend, I would.
Which she thinks about every day.
Yeah. Usually it's like, oh, if I was his girlfriend.
He looks like a villain in a space movie.
If I was his girlfriend, I would be like, don't come home.
I'd be mad at you.
Yeah, well,
I'm mad at you, Joe.
He's a handsome dude.
Dye job is worse than the haircut.
But he did that also, I think, in high school, and his team went all the way to that's like his high compete haircut.
Okay.
Regardless,
it's like when LeBron goes zero dark 30 on social media. It's the same kind of thing.
I refuse to say a bad thing about LeBron James after watching him carry the Team USA to wins against South Sudan and Germany. You know,
without LeBron, this team might be
not a bronze medal team.
Yeah.
If you guys are ready for the hard truth, Jason Tatum, who just got the cover of Sports Illustrated today, has played terribly. Steph Curry can't buy a basket.
Fitzy, on that Sports Illustrated cover, you know my stance on martinis.
Uh-huh.
Why did they blur the martini? We couldn't see what his...
It's supposed to be golden. And you know what it is?
We couldn't see what his order was.
He's doing Leo from...
Yeah.
Great Gatsby.
The famous Leo photo from Great Gatsby.
But I need to know, is he an olives guy? Is he a lemon twist guy?
That's not a martini. That's champagne.
Right.
Oh, I thought it was a martini.
No, that's champagne.
That's lame.
Yeah.
The whole picture was lame, I thought. I thought the whole thing was lame.
It's a sharp photo. I love Jason
Tatum. The Slam
Tatum.
Cover is better than the Sports Illustrated. Did you see the Slam magazine cover?
Slam?
Yeah, Slam is Tatum and Brown.
You're the only person who still reads Slam.
I still subscribe to that. It's much better. I think this is a martini, guys.
That glass is too big to be.
I'm pretty sure that's Champagne.
He has big basketball hands. That glass is too big
It is
to
a big
a
glass, but it is a, I mean, I think
could,
it's a wine
You know
glass.
What? It could be like a nice, like a Vesper
Lynn. Or like a coupe.
Ooh, or like a sidecar.
No, because I see that could be a lemon rind.
Yeah,
but I would go champagne.
No,
any which way, Jason Tatum has not played well on Team USA, and LeBron has been carrying that team's ass.
Yeah, it certainly has. All right, 617-779-7937. There is your phone number. We'll get to Megsplaining at 5:30. What's coming up in Megsplaining today, Meg?
What's coming up is there is just a terrible trend that is wrecking the lives of people in the Massachusetts suburbs.
Is it being called bookworm on the radio? Because I agree. That's
Mr. Bookworm to you.
Mega, we're finally going to talk about having kids?
Yes.
All right. That's coming up.
What's going on, Mr. Bookworm?
That's coming up in Megsplaining right after Ryan Garvin tells you what's trending.
Jones and Mego.
I never said I could take on a hippo.
No, in fairness, you did. With Arcand.
You ever see a hippo eat a watermelon? It's amazing.
On Boston Sports Original.
I wonder what Arcand just does with his time.
I watch hippos eating watermelons.
WEEI.
It's just effortless. Like, he doesn't have the size of a Josh Allen. We all talked about Justin Herbert. He's not that tall. He's not that big. You can add muscle, of course, and I think he's already close to 230. But he had this pass, one I already referenced, 50-yard touchdown down the sideline. Granted, it's 7-on-7. No pads, yada, yada, yada. To Jalen Reagor. And he just flicks his wrist. And the ball flies in a way that Mac Jones would have needed like a crop step and then a heave and a full body throw to make that. And here's this guy going, I can place it down there. It's okay that blade of grass is 50 yards away longer going diagonal. And I'll put it on a guy who's probably not going to make the roster. That to me is promising because that's what you're counting on to ultimately, when he matures, take this offense to another level.
Was the very hunky Andrew Callahan yesterday talking about Drake May and how effortless it is for him to make some of these throws. I remember Gerard Mayo saying, you know, the quarterback competition, if anybody goes out there and really balls out and is just lighting it up, lighting the world on fire, I don't know if those are the exact words he used, then that person's going to win the job.
Mm-hmm.
Is Drake May balling out? Is he lighting the world on fire
yet?
Didn't sound like
he was today.
They're not doing enough for anyone to notice the difference. I mean, when everybody gets to throw 6 passes and 7-on-7 and 6 passes and 11-on-11 with no pads, no hitting, minimal contact, you don't really know what anyone's doing yet. I will say, the one thing that I love seeing that they're, I guarantee you, Van Pelt has worked on and will continue to work on is you can watch cut-up reels on YouTube of Drake May stepping back in the pocket, and he was a shotgun style, you know, whatever you want to call the North Carolina air raid offense. He was a shotgun quarterback. Now he's got to be under center, but he still steps back, surveys the landscape 1-2, and if nothing's there, darts up the middle. And he's really good at that, too. Had a lot of long runs in college. Thing is, he can try that nonsense that in the NFL, pros. Yeah. He is going to get absolutely waxed. And
like Lamar Jackson does that in the NFL. There's not too many other guys who even try it.
But he's the joystick.
Yeah.
Like, Drake May is very athletic, make no mistake, but he's going to get crushed if he does that. So he's going to have to, I've seen him already do it at practice a couple times. He's going to want to maybe dial that back a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he'll learn that lesson pretty quickly.
I think pretty quick. First time he gets tuned up real good.
Especially with the offensive line that he's playing behind.
But this also isn't the first time we've seen him. I mean, we've seen passing camps. We've seen other practices
same,
and things
though.
Like that.
You're going to need to see at least the first two preseason games to see, quote unquote, if Drake May can light it up, if Drake May is balling out, if Drake May is noticeably better than Jacoby Brissett. And trust me, even in these 7-on-7s, it's not like, Brissett may look the most pro-ready now, despite what C.J. Stroud said about this most recent draft class. But it's not like Jacoby Brissett looks so much better than Drake May right now. It's not that big a difference.
Any big surprises so far in 2 days? Anybody really been like, holy crap, where'd this guy come from?
The only guy that, I mean, it's not a huge surprise. The fact that Jalen Reagor did well yesterday and got some run with the offensive teams today, I think he makes the team and he makes it as a special teamer. And that way they can use him on kick returns, maybe as a wide receiver. But is there any big surprise yet? No.
Okay.
No big surprises.
Who's going to be out in the wide receiver room?
Who's going to be out?
Yeah.
Juju, who dropped a ball today. The one time I saw him out there. Juju will be out. Maybe Thornton. He caught a couple passes today. Maybe Kayshon Booty will be out. I don't know. Like it's going to be another wide receiver room of twos and threes until either Polk or Baker, or maybe, depending on how Kendrick Bourne's rehab goes, if he comes back and takes the top spot. But, you know, like, I don't know if you guys saw, Warren Sharp put out a ranking of the wide receiver rooms in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Where do you think the Patriots finished?
Bottom, dead last.
32nd.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Have you been following the NFL top 100?
Uh-huh.
Not a single Patriot so far.
How far into it are they?
There may not be a single Patriot.
I think they're at 60 now.
They start at like the bottom, right? They start at the 100.
Yeah, you're not going to see
if there wasn't anybody down on the 100.
Mayo, you saw also when ESPN ran those lists of like anonymous coaches, execs, and scouts.
Yeah, this is voted by players.
Mm-hmm. Did the top 10 at every position, only one Patriot made the entire thing. Kyle Duggar was the eighth best safety.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that going for you.
But and that makes sense because today Warren Sharp put out a list of the all 32 secondaries in the NFL. Where did the Patriots finish?
Fifth?
Close.
Sixth?
Seventh.
Seventh.
Oh.
It's a good secondary.
Seven.
It is.
Seven! Pete is in the car. He wants to talk to Fitzy. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Fitzy.
Pete, what's up, guy?
Hey, can you hear me?
I most certainly can. What do I have coming my way?
All right. Hey, so you guys are talking about the BGs and the Green Apple Splatter earlier.
Yes.
And then you made a quick pivot over to Mike Giardi. How did you not land a Giardia joke, man?
Oh, I didn't even think of it.
A what joke?
A Giardia.
What is that?
It's a parasite.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to make that joke because I don't know about that.
I know about it because I have a dog. It's a big dog parasite.
That's where we are.
Okay.
Once again, the Giardia infection is a common intestinal parasite that causes bloating, fatigue, and the trots.
And the green apple splatter.
Yes. Yeah, your dog like drinks out of a puddle in the dog park, ends up with that.
I think that may be what crawled in my ear in Maine over the weekend at your wedding. Do you know about this, by the way?
I've heard all about, yes. I've heard.
Thank you for listening.
Christian ear canned. Yes.
They almost kept me overnight at the hospital.
Must have been bad.
With an ear infection. I've never heard of such a thing.
Did you go to like a dirty water park?
No. I went to her wedding.
Did you go like someone's Coleco pool where they were washing their feet off and you needed a quick splash?
I don't recall that.
Arcan, what were you doing there?
Here's my working theory.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We were at this bar called Bubba's.
Bubba Sulky's.
And there was a lot of people there and it was very humid.
Nobody else did,
but maybe no one else was partying as hard as I was. Maybe no one else was working it on the dance floor like I was, and no one else got, you know, get mixed up, the sweat mixing with the moisture in the air. You know, it was one of those type of things. I don't know. I have no explanation for this.
That bar is great, by the way. Have you been there?
Oh, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, no, it really was.
Except for you get all kinds of bacteria.
Except for the ear infection.
where Tis Bubba's?
It's in Portland, Maine. It's a great place.
I need
it was very mega. There's like a bunch of like weird antique stuff all over the wall. It was a very mega motif, I thought, in that place. I could understand why you liked it.
Like that place is so creepy. And yeah. I'm like, it's my favorite place.
It is. It's like a Wednesday Addams type of thing. I think of you. And I walked in.
Is it like the show Sleep No More, but it's a bar?
Yes. And it has a light up disco dance floor.
Bubba's Sulky Lounge. Oh, this place does look... Oh, it's got lunch boxes on the ceiling, of course.
There's a lot of that stuff, yeah. There was like three dance floors.
But there's also just a whole area that's like antique baby dolls and
what are these creepy things from Toy Story 4 doing at this table?
Yeah. Telling you. It had Mego written all
over it. It has... Okay, it's got a giant hamburger helper in the corner. It's got the light-up table, light-up dance floor from Saturday Night Fever.
I went there in a wedding dress.
There is a... There's like a stuffed animal, like an actual like a raccoon or a badger. It looks very angry. What a weird place, Mego.
Yeah, this you'll have to come up sometime. We'll do a show
at catch gonorrhea.
Definitely, it's the most normal place in
and
Maine.
You know what? And you know what else they? But they serve Pabst. They serve tall boys of Pabst. So I'm in.
Oh yeah, great staff there, and I had a great time at that place. I'm not even trying.
Oh
to make
wow, there's the creepy lady from the Snickers commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
a lot of
good food.
A lot of good stuff there. Let's get the Meg explaining.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
I love my local news. And I was checking in. Actually, Channel 7 is on the TV right behind Arcan's head right now. Channel 7 had this story about... a really serious issue in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Arcan, you may be affected by this.
I live in the suburbs, yep.
Yeah, so tell me if...
Angst? Loneliness?
No. No, not...
Buying too much of BJ's.
Existential dread.
Nope, got plenty of that.
No, it's... Well, let's just do cut one. Braintree here. Ryan.
That noise. You don't know when it's going to happen next.
That noise echoes through this Braintree neighborhood every day.
It's just nonstop. It's like having a noisy neighbor that has a party every day, 7 days a week, 13 hours a day.
Mike Megley's house is only 70 feet from the pickleball courts that were recently renovated by the city. It's estimated he hears a ball hit someone's racket 80,000 times a day.
I can't enjoy sitting in my own home, even with the TV on loud, with the radio on my front porch loud. It just could block out the noise.
So, very serious issue. People have to live next to pickleball courts where all day long there's pickleball games happening and all they hear is that annoying noise. And you say, oh, Braintree, your hometown.
I was going to say, what happened to my hometown? South Shore is now the pickleball capital of Massachusetts.
Guess what? Pickleball, it's spread up to Melrose, too. Let's hear cut two.
People living across the street from Foss Park and Melrose can't escape the noise either.
You can't open windows. We wear noise-canceling headphones. It's traumatizing.
7 Investigates has learned that at least 26 communities across the state are dealing with the incessant racket.
Incessant racket. That's a good little...
That?
I like that.
That's fantastic, right?
But also... This was an investigation into the pickleball noise scourge that's taking over Massachusetts communities.
These people wouldn't last nuts. Long in the city.
It's traumatizing.
You know the whole story about how this year pickleball is expected to cost an extra $500 million in medical claims, surgeries, and injuries.
Oh, yeah, because it's people blowing out their knees.
It's old people just blowing Achilles and tearing menisci.
I don't know. Meniscuses.
Yeah.
The orthopedic boom that we're witnessing.
It's actually not pickleball. That's the sound of people blowing out their ACLs.
Knees popping left and right.
I do not have empathy for
the sound
people.
Of the sirens from the ambulances, I think, all day long.
The love child of ping pong and tennis together. And just that just maddening.
If it's something that's happening between 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. even, for the most part, until 6, 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
that's just the normal times of the day that people are out and about and doing things.
Right. And Mega, you live in the city. You hear noises day and night. I mean, it's just, it's part, you tune it out eventually.
Well,
these people need to learn to tune it out.
So here's the thing is, I know that part of that is living in the city.
Right.
So I accept it. I get irritated about it. I sleep with earplugs and a white noise machine. I'm a little high maintenance with my sleeping that way. Maybe it's a different expectation in the suburbs. I'll allow for that. But do you think these people are playing pickleball at midnight?
Mega,
if
you have a white noise machine, you could probably just set it to pickleball game.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, so Braintree just spent $22,000 to put up a noise-absorbing panel around the courts that they were discussing in that first cut.
Oh, my God.
They took the sound down. They went and measured it.
What does that look like?
It just looks
a noise-absorbing
panel. Like
when you drive by
room.
The highway and you see those noise-absorbing panels by the highway.
I see. Okay, yeah. All right.
So they measured it. Without the panels, it was 90 decibels, and the panels took it down to 80 decibels.
10 wow. decibels. That's it.
They spent $22,000 not to solve anything.
Hey, man, I got some leftover foam when I made the attic stereo, man.
So the good news is...
You guys need any egg cartons?
Yeah, I got lots of those, bro.
Because this is such a problem, and it's not just in Massachusetts, it's happening in communities all over the country because pickleball has rapidly become so popular. Mm-hmm. U.S. Pickleball is trying to introduce a new quieter paddle.
That's an idea. Yeah, so, I was going to say, make a new ball or a new paddle or something that's not so loud.
Sounds good, right? Yeah. Okay, so like maybe just change the game a little bit. Don't change the nature of the game, but can you make it a little quieter, more like a tennis racket or something that's not as noisy? So in the 7 News investigation, they demonstrated the two different rackets.
Take a listen to how it sounds versus the original paddles.
Did they make it worse?
And the players say they notice a pretty big difference.
They do? That it's worse and louder now with the new paddles? I mean, that's
it's
what it sounds
like.
It's
just like down an octave. It's just as loud.
I know.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
It's like a baritone.
It deadens it a tiny bit, but it's not going to solve the problem.
Like a decibel?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell these people.
It's traumatizing.
I think you just have to wait out the fad.
Go play softball.
I don't think this is going anywhere. This fad's been going on for a while now.
Yeah, it's been, what, 4 years?
I think it's been more than that.
Yeah, I started playing during the pandemic in the driveway with my son. We would just knock it around for a while. But I'm not going to go out and play now because I'm not going to be on the shelf for 9 months. With an Achilles from pickleball.
I just can't imagine this being something that... Oh, and I will say one other thing is if you are feeling alone in your pickleball torment, don't worry, there's a Facebook group for that.
Rob Mastroianni tracks every complaint through his Facebook group called Pickleball Noise Relief.
And what we find is their stories are very much the same. And it's always a wide swath of people.
What makes the noise so maddening?
This is gunshots, little brother. Pickleball, it's impulsive noise.
Impulsive noise is described as a sudden, intense burst of sound similar to gunshots and fireworks. This type of noise is hard to ignore.
Do people have pickleball trauma stress disorder?
The other PTSD?
The other PTSD? This is the most ridiculous news story. Fire this news story and everyone complaining about it into the sun yesterday.
Can't open windows. We wear noise-canceling headphones. It's traumatizing.
I love this news story. That's
noise-canceling headphones don't do the trick there? Come on. That can't. Noise-canceling headphones can cancel anything. I just don't. People need to understand how to turn your brain off. Like, I can listen to you. Can have.
Hard.
No, it's not hard.
It's
super really not.
Hard.
If it's
I don't
late
think
at
so.
Night, I understand.
Yeah.
If
I've slept through fireworks. It's not that hard.
Half a gummy, two IPAs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I mean, really, like, for those of.
Couple quaaludes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy for me.
Like, if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you live across from a park. You're going to have some noise out there.
Right.
I used to live across the street from an elementary school that was like bedlam two times a day, 5 times a week.
If
if you live and complain about it, the problem's on you.
Move next to a graveyard. That's the only solution. Or go out into the woods and like live like Thoreau.
Or vandalize the pickleball courts.
What are you going to do?
Let them know who's
boss. Nets?
No, like go like take a dump in the middle of the court or something like every day in your morning run. And then when the pickleball players get there, there's poo everywhere and they don't want to play. That's, I mean, listen.
That sounds like a future Meg-splaining.
It could be, you know,
People do that. People do stuff like that.
That brings new meaning to when they yell deuce on court.
You can't open windows.
For sports, I'm Hack Stevenson.
Noise canceling headphones. It's traumatizing.
Can't open the windows because the smell comes wafting in.
Right. You know, I mean, this.
And I would
this,
also contend to someone who also lives in the suburbs, like pickleball is like not even like on the top 10 most obnoxious. If anything, you want to talk about like dumb sports being annoying. Cornhole. Cornhole is not a way more obnoxious.
But cornhole is a backyard beach game. It's a pickleball has become like is truly like a national phenom, Ryan. It's absurd.
There are people playing cornhole all day long like that. You know?
No, they're not out. They're not out.
The way they're playing pickleball?
No, no.
Come on.
In like public parks?
There are now like trendy pickleball bars where you
can start a cornhole game anywhere. And because it's also like a drinking game, like those tend to happen at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock.
That's true. But I mean, you do that in your house.
For sure.
People don't have pickleball courts in their house. You know, that's different. So, if you're doing it at home, fine. But this is a public space and it's a lot of noise. And I understand these people are upset about it. It's just, you know. Tough. Like, what are you going to do? There's not much you can do about it.
I think
you can't tell people to stop playing a game.
You have to wait out the fad. Well, also, you can't have lights on the court.
The players say they notice a pretty big difference.
It shouldn't be built near a residential area, honestly.
But it's a park. It's a neighborhood park.
You need to have a dedicated space for it.
Maybe.
Then.
I think a big, like when I played at GW, because our field was in a very residential part of the city, like in a fancy neighborhood in Georgetown, we weren't allowed to have lights on our field because they said we're not having soccer and lacrosse games at night, keeping everybody awake with these big lights and loud noises.
Gotcha.
So I feel like you just had to remove the lights and say pickleball court closes at 7 or whenever it's dusk.
Yeah.
I mean, plenty of places do that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, what do you say? It was 13 hours a day, so 7 to 7, you say?
It's estimated he hears a ball hit someone's racket 80,000 times a day.
I also think in
that
3 years,
nobody's
crazy.
A lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, that is a lot.
Oh, Braintree. Where is it in Braintree? I got to look this up. 79,997,
79,998.
But at some point, you just don't hear it anymore, right? Like, isn't that, you know, is that, that doesn't happen with you guys? Like, if I used to live in an apartment, there was a guy who was like a drummer, and my roommates used to go nuts and just be like, oh, I hate this guy. And I didn't even hear it after a while.
I think
after like
a
month,
a
2 months,
oh my God.
I could just not even hear it. It just was part of the background noise, and I barely even noticed
it. Did they scope your ears when they looked in there? Because I think
maybe.
This has been going on for a long time.
That could be. Oh, I honestly can't hear anything anymore.
Hey, guys, guess what website you have to check to find where the best courts are in your town?
Pickle.com.
Pickleheads.com.
Picklemethis.com.
Anyway, pickleball.
DonPickles.com.
If it's ruining your life, we'd love to hear from you.
All right. There you go. Is pickleball ruining your life? Are you a pickleball player who enjoys ruining the lives of suburban people
Could
who
you
live
pickle
near
them?
The courts? Yes.
What do you mean, cut them off?
I guess we'll find out. 617-779-7937.
A pickle is generally smaller than a cucumber.
That is
well,
a,
no.
No, not always, Wiggy. Not always. We're going to get to Bet Roulette next.
That's weird, right? It's weird.
Yes.
I'm just embracing it.
Jones and Mego. Nah, you're right. It's weird.
Boston Sports Original WEEI. It's Christian Arkin here in for Jones with Megan Ottolini and Fitzy.
Hi.
We got Bet Roulette coming your way here in just a moment, but we got a couple of pickleball calls we want to get to first. Let's start with Lynn in Tewksbury. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. The woman was using the word, and I will quote, traumatizing.
A little dramatic,
yeah. And saying it's like, I've lived in Lawrence for 17 years. Let me show you some gunshots. Yeah, so I think to get over it, like you said, mentally block it out. I lived near a train station when I was a kid. You can live to block it out.
Yep.
So these yuppies need to get over it.
Yes.
They're exercising.
Lynn, I agree. You got to be able to block it out, and if that's not something you can do, then you're just mentally weak, I guess.
It's traumatizing.
I mean, I'm sorry, lady, but you need to be able to access that part of your brain that can just ignore that sound. And if you can't, then I'm sorry. It's just, you know, maybe you're not mentally strong enough to live next to a pickleball
court.
It's
like living in a small, like, boutique racquetball court.
Right.
Just making this noise. Like, I don't like repetitive noises myself either as well. Eventually, they build up and agitate me too. But at this point, like, what are you going to do about it? Are they going to make them tear down the park because the noise is bothering you?
Fine, get over it.
Right. The only time I ever really had a problem like that, I had a roommate who sniffled constantly. He was just constantly sniffling. He wasn't a cokehead. He just always had a sniffle.
Okay, was he a friend of yours?
Yeah, we were roommates. And he nice guy. We were friends. We hadn't lived together yet, but when, you know, we were living together, you notice it was just constant.
Could you hear him in the next room?
Yes. I could hear him outside. I could hear him in the next room. I could hear him on the next floor. It was, I mean, it was awful. But then I just started making fun of him for sniffling so much, and he stopped. I shamed him into stopping from doing it. So, worked out okay. Bill is in Maine. He'll get the last word on pickleball. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Bill.
I live next to a couple of tennis courts that have been slowly migrated over to pickleball, and it's a nightmare. And so I totally disagree with you saying it's evasive. It violates all of the privacy that you would expect by living next to a neighbor that would have a chainsaw or loud music. And it goes on all the time. And, you know, I would say that it's basically tennis for the unskilled. Mm-hmm. It's obnoxious. And then there's people that play in the courts. It's multiple of people that are on the courts that are cheering after each point. It's terrible. And, you know, you say, well, geez, why did you buy that property to begin with? And, well, the intended use was tennis or baseball or whatever it might be, but this is something that's come along recently, and it's brutal for the surrounding neighbors, and I'll leave it at that, folks. But thanks for taking my call.
Bill, I'm telling you.
You just got to wait it out.
Wonderful hit, Terry.
Turn that brain off.
Nice strike, Beatrice.
That's all you got to do. Just turn the brain off.
It's
easier than it sounds.
It's going to be gone soon. It's going to be gone soon.
Pickleball, we're going to force it out?
No, they're going to move on to something else. It's going to be like the Peloton and Taekwondo and all this stuff. People move on to the next thing.
I think it's going to be here for a while. I think it's going to be a shuffleboard tried to have a renaissance recently.
They tried, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's not.
And like bars and stuff.
I like shuffleboard.
You know what's the most fun?
Darts.
Bocce. Oh, darts is my favorite.
I like a little bocce.
Bocce rules.
I used to go play bocce in the North End, the Langone.
And it's quiet.
You can play it everywhere. It's also not noisy. And it sticks to my one-hand leisure sport rule, which allows you to put a beverage in the other.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Badminton courts. That's a quiet game.
I like badminton.
Yeah.
Underrated.
A lot of thwacks, but, you know, it's not bad. Certainly not as bad as pickleball. All right, let's get to Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going
to
give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, like they say in that jingle, which is another thing that people love to listen to all day and night. Let's see. We did not great yesterday. I know I missed. I think Jones missed as well. Mego hit, though, right?
Yes. Tuesday.
I was talking on Tuesday. Yes, right. It wasn't Wednesday.
Mego with the under on Criswell's strikeouts. Jones at Blue Jays' money line. They lost. Arcan Yankees' money line. Also a loser.
Yes. Let's roll quick.
All right. Give it a roll there. Fitzy, go ahead.
Mego went first.
Oh, Mego went first.
Sorry,
what'd you get?
I jumped the gun. One.
A one and a one today is the Braves and the Mets. It's Chris Sale and Luis Severino. It's a pick 'em. What do you say, Mego?
Let's see. The Mets just handled the Yankees, so I think I'm going to go with them. I'm going to trust the momentum. Give me the Mets.
All right, she takes the Mets with Luis Severino. All right, very well. Next up, your old pal Fitzy. Oop, rolled it off the table. And that's a four, Christian Arcan.
All right, that is the A's and the Angels today. It is Rush Stripling versus Kenny Rosenberg. And the over-under for that one is 9.5 runs. 9.5 runs for the A's and Angels today.
I will take the over between Stripling and Rosenberg.
Stripling 1-9 with a 5.82 ERA. Kenny Rosenberg is an opener who has an ERA in the sixes. I had never heard of him before. I follow baseball pretty close. Even Ryan, who has gambled on every single pitcher in the league,
yeah, that's right,
did not know who Kenny Rosenberg was either. So there you go. All right, my roll is a 3, and that is the over-under for Chris Sale strikeouts tonight against the Mets. That over-under is 7.5. I'm going to say he goes over that. I'm going to say he strikes out at least 8 New York Mets. Mets are feeling themselves right now after beating up on the Yankees, but I do think that even if they do win this game, Sale's going to get some swings and misses. He's been getting them all year. So there you go. Over 7.5 strikeouts for Mr. Chris Sale.
What do we got there, Ryan?
Plus 691.
Hey, woo! All right. Now, there's nice. Some juice that's for you right there.
Juicy.
There is some juice for you right there. That's how you get it done. All right, Fitzy, great to work with you as always, my friend.
Pleasure. Thank you, my man.
Mego, pleasure as always. We'll be back tomorrow with the Travis Thomas Experience, I believe, right?
At
you,
Fenway.
Me, and Travis at Fenway as the Red Sox and the Yankees begin their series. That's all coming up tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. Rich Keefe has a full show tonight. Very exciting. Back-to-back full shows for Mr. Keefe there. So, yeah, stay tuned for him. We'll be back at 2 tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.
That's the pumpkin market.
The greatest gift will
I don't know
me.
This song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
It's weird if Santa Claus is hot. So
no, it isn't. It's not weird if Santa
it
Claus is
weird.
Hot.
It is weird.
That's weird, right? It's weird.
Yes.
I'm just embracing it.
Jones and Mego. Now you're right. It's weird.
Boston Sports Original WEEI. It's Christian Arcan here in for Jones with Megan Ottolini and Fitzy.
Hi.
We got Bet Roulette coming your way here in just a moment, but we got a couple of pickleball calls we want to get to first. Let's start with Lynn in Tewksbury. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, yeah, I'm just calling. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. The woman was using the word, and I will quote, traumatizing.
A little dramatic, yeah.
And I'm saying it's like, I've lived in Lawrence for 17 years. Let me show you some gunshots. Yeah. So I need to get over it. Like you said, mentally block it out. I lived near a train station when I was a kid. You can live to block it out.
Yep.
So these yuppies need to get over it.
Yes.
They're exercising.
Lynn, I agree. You got to be able to block it out. And if that's not something you can do, then you're just mentally weak, I guess.
It's traumatizing.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry, lady, but you need to be able to access that part of your brain that can just ignore that sound. And if you can't, then I'm sorry. Just, you know, maybe you're not mentally strong enough to live next to a pickleball
court.
It's
like living in a small boutique racquetball court.
Right.
Just making this noise. Like, I don't like repetitive noises myself either as well. Eventually they build up and agitate me too. But at this point, like, what are you going to do about it? Are they going to make them tear down the park because the noise is bothering you? Come on, get over it.
Right. The only time I ever really had a problem like that, I had a roommate who sniffled constantly. He was just constantly sniffling. He wasn't a cokehead. He just always had a sniffle.
Okay, was he a nuts. Friend of yours?
Yeah, we were roommates. And he nice guy. We were friends. We hadn't lived together yet, but when, you know, we were living together, you notice it was just constant.
Could you hear him in the next room?
Yes. I could hear him outside. I could hear him in the next room. I could hear him on the next floor. It was, I mean, it was awful. But then I just started making fun of him for sniffling so much, and he stopped. I shamed him into stopping from doing it, so worked out okay. Bill is in Maine. He'll get the last word on pickleball. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Bill.
I live next to a couple of tennis courts that mm-hmm. have been slowly migrated over to pickleball, and it's a nightmare. And so I totally disagree with you saying it's evasive. It violates all of the privacy that you would expect by living next to a neighbor that would have a chainsaw or loud music. And it goes on all the time. And, you know, I would say that it's basically tennis for the unskilled. Mm-hmm. It's obnoxious. And then there's people that play in the courts. It's multiple of people that are on the courts that are cheering after each point. It's terrible. And, you know, you say, well, geez, why did you buy that property to begin with? Well, the intended use was tennis or baseball or whatever it might be, but this is something that's come along recently, and it's brutal for the surrounding neighbors, and I'll leave it at that, folks. But
all
thanks
right.
for taking my call.
Bill, I'm telling you.
You just got to wait it
out. Wonderful hit, Terry.
Turn that
nice
brain
strike,
off.
Beatrice.
That's all you got to do. Just turn the brain off. It's easier than it sounds.
It's going to be gone soon.
Pickleball? We're going to force it out?
No, they're going to move on to something else. It's going to be like the Peloton and
like shuffleboard
Taekwondo
or something.
And all this stuff. People
no,
move on to the
next
thing.
I think
thing.
It's going to be here for a while. I think it's going to be a shuffleboard. Shuffleboard tried to have a renaissance recently.
They tried, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's not.
And like bars and stuff.
I love shuffleboard.
You know what is, you know what's the most fun?
Darts.
Bocce. Oh, darts is my
favorite. I like a little bocce.
Bocce rules.
I used to go play bocce in the North End, the Langone.
And it's quiet.
You can play it everywhere. It's also not noisy. And it sticks to my one-hand leisure sport rule, which allows you to put a beverage in the other.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Badminton courts. That's a quiet game.
I like badminton.
Badminton, yeah.
Underrated.
A lot of thwacks, but you know, it's not bad. Certainly not as bad as pickleball. All right, let's get to Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, like they say in that jingle, which is another thing that people love to listen to all day and night. Let's see. We did not great yesterday. I know I missed. I think Jones missed as well. Mego hit, though, right?
Yes. Tuesday.
I was talking on Tuesday. Yes, right. It wasn't Wednesday.
Mega with the under on Criswell's strikeouts. Jones at Blue Jays' money line. They lost. Arcan Yankees' money line. Also a loser.
Yes. Let's roll quick.
All right. Give it a roll there. Fitzy, go ahead.
Mega went first.
Oh, Mega went first. What'd
you
get?
I jumped the gun. One.
A one and a one today is the Braves and the Mets. It's Chris Sale and Luis Severino. It's a pick 'em. What do you say, Mega?
Let's see. The Mets just handled the Yankees, so I think I'm going to go with them. I'm going to trust the momentum. Give me the Mets.
All right, she takes the Mets with Luis Severino. All right, very well. Next up, your old pal Fitzy. Oop, rolled it off the table. And that's a four, Christian Arcan.
All right, that is the A's and the Angels today. It is Rush Stripling versus Kenny Rosenberg. And the over-under for that one is 9.5 runs. 9.5 runs for the A's and Angels today.
I will take the over between Stripling and Rosenberg.
Stripling 1-9 with a 5.82 ERA. Kenny Rosenberg is an opener who has an ERA in the sixes. I had never heard of him before. I follow baseball pretty close. Even Ryan, who has gambled on every single pitcher in the league,
yeah, that's right,
did not know who Kenny Rosenberg was either. So there you go. All right, my roll is a three, and that is the over-under for Chris Sale strikeouts tonight against the Mets. That over-under is 7.5. I'm going to say he goes over that. I'm going to say he strikes out at least 8 New York Mets. Mets are feeling themselves right now after beating up on the Yankees, but I do think that even if they do win this game, Sale's going to get some swings and misses. He's been getting them all year. So there you go. Over 7.5 strikeouts for Mr. Chris Sale. What do we got there, Ryan?
Plus 691.
Hey, all right. Now, there's some juice for you right there.
Juicy.
There is some juice for you right there. That's how you get it done. All right, Fitzy, great to work with you as always, my friend.
Pleasure. Thank you, my man.
Mego, pleasure as always. We'll be back tomorrow with the Travis Thomas Experience, I believe, right?
At
you,
Fenway.
Me, and Travis at Fenway as the Red Sox and the Yankees begin their series. That's all coming up tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. Rich Keefe has a full show tonight. Very exciting. Back-to-back full shows for Mr. Keefe there. So, yeah, stay tuned for him. We'll be back at 2 tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.
That's the pumpkin market.
Greatest gift would
I don't know
me.
This song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
It's weird if Santa Claus is hot. So
no, it isn't. It's not weird if Santa
it
Claus is
weird.
Hot.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.